Well, we're here in Australia and still in Tasmania. And, of course, Blinky, we've heard about the wildlife here in Tasmania. Tell us about all the fauna, the floral, the fauna, and also the wildlife.
Yeah, so we're really quite unique in Australia. We've got a lot of different animals, and that's even further exaggerated when we're down here in Tasmania. So Tasmania used to be joined to the mainland of Australia about 4,000 years ago, and then they were isolated. So what it's seen is it's seen a lot of different animals evolve or survive in other areas where they couldn't. So one great example is something called a Tasmanian tiger, which unfortunately is extinct now. Thylacine is what its proper name is, commonly Tasmanian tiger. And they were in the mainland of Australia, but they were extinct with the introduction of the dingo, which is now a naturalized but not native animal. Down in Tasmania here, though, they survived all the way up until 1936. Ironically, in 1936, they were put on the protection list. Before 1936, rewards were given for hunting them. They were considered the biggest threat to the sheep industry, which was a colonial industry that was brought through. And unfortunately, now those thylacines have become extinct. But an animal that's pretty unique to Tasmania that you've probably heard of, but not what you're thinking exactly, is the Tasmanian devil. So when we say Tassie Devil, you probably instantly think of the Looney Tunes cartoon that does those tornado spins. And that is based on a Tasmanian devil. Looks nothing like a Tasmanian devil. So Tasmanian devils are a real animal. They're what we call a marsupial. So they're a pouch-bearing animal. Other marsupials you're probably familiar with, kangaroos and koalas and wombats. So they're from that family. And they're a carnivorous, so they eat just meat. That is their sole diet. They'll eat just about anything, particularly anything that's dead. Really good sense of smell, terrible eyesight. So they'll often smell many miles away, come to a carcass of a dead animal, and they'll munch down on that. Very, very powerful jaws. Their jaws are about 10 times, 20 times the strength of our human jaws. So strong, they can crush bone, they can devour every last little bit of the animals that they eat. And in fact, when they eat, they really eat. They will eat 40% of their body weight in one sitting, so they will just gouge. The name itself, Tassie Devil, is really interesting because when the first Europeans came, they heard this screeching, this horrible noise in the woods, and they were convinced it was a devil. And this is where the name comes from. In fact, it was the screech of the Tasmanian devil, very noisy and very hideous sound that they make. The animals themselves are interesting because they during mating will bite and attack one another. Also during fighting, they'll bite one another. And this has led to a big issue for their sustainability, which is a disease known as Tasmanian devil facial tumour. It's a contagious cancer, which we don't think of cancers as contagious, but a bite to the face will spread it through the saliva. They'll grow these big, horrible tumours, and eventually it'll stop them from being able to open their jaw or being able to swallow, and sadly the animals will die out because of the starvation. So fortunately we've got programs in place where they're doing rehabilitation programs. On a previous episode talked about the Tasman Peninsula and its very small gap to the mainland, so they've used that as a natural area they can control the Tasmanian devils down there, so they're tumour-free down on the Tasman Peninsula.
We'll talk about, in other episodes, we'll talk about kangaroos and koalas, but before you leave today, there's also a very famous animal here as well in Tasmania, Neil the seal. Tell us about Neil.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of different animals down here. We've got a lot of marine mammals as well. So Neil the seal is a southern elephant seal, and he's pretty famous. So he came to fame about 10 years ago, or maybe just less, when he came into the streets of Hobart, so the biggest city down in Tasmania, and he really wasn't afraid of humans. So people were getting right up close to him, and he became really popular. In fact, they had to put traffic cones up because he was sitting on the road. And so the sign was saying, you know, beware of the traffic hazard, which was a seal on the road. But he was quite happy to see all the people, and he became quite popular. People were taking photos. He was seen all over different parts of Tasmania. Down in Denali is where he's often seen today. And he's become a bit of a cult figure. So you can follow Neil the Seal, Neil the Seal 22, NeilTheSeal22 on Instagram. He's got about 175,000 followers there. Or if you're a TikToker, you can go on there where he's got 1.1 million followers. So yeah, Neil the Seal, he's adorable, and you should definitely check him out.
There you go. All right, very good. That's Blinky. You're BSing with Blinky, and we'll be talking again. This is The Morning Mess.